you're going to do a story about crop dusting, you might as well start in the sky. I'm flying with Mike Lee, directly above the Missouri-Arkansas state line. Below, it's a never-ending checkerboard of green and brown fields of rice, cotton, corn, and soybeans, with a little Milo and popcorn for good measure.
Mike Lee started Earl's Flying Service in Steele, Missouri in the early 70s, and he's been flying ever since. When he's crop dusting, he flies 155 miles an hour at the crazy low elevation of 12 feet. Farmers hire him to disperse seed, fertilizer, and pesticides by airplane because it's a quick, efficient way to get things done. There's no driving out to remote fields or slogging equipment through the mud. It's all done by air from the cockpit.
Okay, you know, this is your basic controls right here. This right here just makes it pull back to go up and down to go forward and right and left, you know. Very simple.
Ag pilots are the ultimate multitaskers. They fly the plane while dodging obstacles like trees and power lines. They don't want to pour pesticides onto a farmhouse or sprinkle the wrong seeds on a neighbor's field.
And so you have to just be able to fly with just the seat of your pants and not even think about flying to do all of that. You know, you got to spend all your concentration looking outside and doing all the controlling the seed or fertilizer or chemical, whatever it may be at the time, you know.
And that's part of what makes this job so dangerous. Pilots' attention is divided, and they work long hours. During the growing season, they fly daybreak to dark every day.
I know some people had accidents. I've had friends that got killed in these things, you know.
Last year, there were 68 crop dusting accidents. That's a big drop, considering that back in 1994, for example, there were more than 150 accidents and 17 deaths. And that was a pretty typical year.
Radio towers, it seems to be the number one problem anymore, you know, these little weather met towers they stick up overnight and nobody knows about. It's been a major problem in our industry.
Those met towers, or meteorological towers, are thin in metal. They kind of blend in from the air. Farmers lease some of their land to wind energy companies that use them to gather data.
They are very hard to see.
That's Jennifer Rohde. She's an investigator at the National Transportation Safety Board.
They are below the 200-foot requirement that the FAA has that requires them to be lit and marked to increase their visibility.
The NTSB wants regulators to require these towers be marked and lighted, but for now that only happens in certain states. There are other safety concerns, too. An NTSB report released earlier this year found divided attention, fatigue, maintenance, and pilot knowledge as major causes of accidents.
They don't have a large amount of time to react to any sort of an emergency. So important to be aware of the risks of their operations and do what they can to mitigate those risks before they take off, just because it's such a high-demand environment.
Rohde attributes the reduced number of accidents and fatalities to better training, more pilots with military backgrounds, and safer airplanes. Mike Lee, the ag pilot in Missouri, agrees. Pointing to one of his planes, he says it's designed to absorb energy in a crash.
As a rule, unless you just go straight in the ground, you're going to survive the crash in these kind of airplanes. It's just going to, kind of like a NASCAR, it's going to disintegrate around you. And most likely the seat you'll be sitting on holding the stick in the seat, you know, when it's all said and done, you know.
And that's reassuring when flying at high speeds only a few feet above the ground. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Jacob McClelland.